The line of cars waiting outside the Jericho Drive-In movie theater in Glenmont, just outside Albany, stretches down the street and out of sight on this Saturday. Drivers and ticket takers alike wear masks, and each car receives a set of strict safety rules.
You got two adults?
Yep.
All right, you're all set. It's 98.9 FM on your radio. The boys are going to hand you a pink slip of paper, which is the rules you have to follow tonight, and a trash bag.
Owner Lisa Chanette says it's great that they sold out opening night, but they're facing an uncertain summer, which requires some creativity.
Because a lot of the movie releases have been pushed back to July, September, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. So we're not actually sure what our season is going to look like. We do have a lot of high school graduations planned for the month of June. So we won't be having a lot of movies in the month of June on the weekends. But we're just trying to figure out what we can play and maybe some other activities that we can do here at the drive-in.
Chanette says you have to wear a mask every time you leave your vehicle. And guests are encouraged to not leave their vehicles at all. Concessions are ordered online, and people are no longer allowed to set up chairs or blankets outside of their cars to watch the show. Despite all that, families are ready. Crystal Karash Todd from Ravina is cozying up with her husband Steve, stepson Noah, and daughter Eris, buried in pillows and blankets in the back seat.
We've been looking forward to this for ever, just for weeks. I mean, even before the pandemic, we bought our season passes.
Noah and Eris say there's something magical about being at the drive-in instead of in their living room.
Because you see on a big screen.
Yeah, and it makes it a whole more bigger.
Their parents say there's another added benefit.
Getting out of the house, and this is the beginning of the summer to me. I love the drive-in.
Yeah, and it's a good deal. I mean, a lot of times they'll do a triple feature, and usually we have another kid with us, and we get to see a movie for $35 for a whole three movies for $35.
Geneseo student Olivia Fazio, Tia Snyder, a senior at Shaker High School, and her younger sister Kylie Snyder of Shaker Junior High all transitioned to remote learning due to the pandemic.
Hi guys.
Hi, how are you?
They're propped up on their elbows, listening to pop music and eating burritos. Olivia misses being at Geneseo and says the drive-in is a brief return to normal.
It's just so weird because we've never like experienced anything like it. So it's just, it's like so unprecedented where it's kind of, you just got to roll with it, I guess. But it's definitely been like weird being home from school.
Olivia says she misses normal things, like leaving the house for no reason.
Being able to go like places and like see my friends and family, like that's going to be the best part. And just like giving someone like a hug.
Tia agrees.
And just like having like things being open. Like yeah. It's just different. Like when you just go out and even if we're just like driving around.
After a striking pink sunset, one by one, drivers start tuning their radios. A Simpsons short about Maggie finding love kicks things off. And then, the main event.
Long ago, the world was full of wonder.
Sitting in a truck in the warm spring air, in front of a giant movie screen while families crunch through the gravel to pick up popcorn and ice cream, watching puppies run up to strangers because they don't care about social distancing, and kids adjusting their Spider-Man masks. Well, it's a far cry from people yelling at each other in the grocery store over who got to the toilet paper first. Reporting from Glenmont, New York, I'm Jackie Orchard, WAMC News.
I like the specials. I thought it was awesome.